Tatiana Popova.
Tatiana?
Yes, I'm Tatiana. I'm Ukrainian Internet Association. First time in a CAN meeting. I first participant. I just learning. I just learning. And I think the transparency and accountability, it's very important, not only for such democratic process like UEC in ICANN and Urala, but for our country, for all process. It's why I'm here.
Thank you. And by the way, a lot of you will not have lived with these particular mechanisms. When you're talking, you put the little button down and there's a red light, and that means you talk. And when you finish, you hit it again. Otherwise, you've got two streams of conversation, and that really gets confusing for people who are not in the room and trying to listen. So we've got Lorna, Jonathan, Tatiana, and...
I'm Kerry Brown from the Internet Society Canadian chapter. I also sit on the board of CIRA, who managed the .ca in Canada. My involvement with ICANN has previously been about six or seven meetings, I guess, mostly to do with the CCNSO. This is my first meeting to do with the ALAC.
The CCNSO is the Country Code Name Supporting Organization.
Sorry about that. And I picked this group because at a CCNSO joint board meeting, CCNSO meeting, there was not very much transparency to do with the board budget. And I've been interested in the transparency and accountability ever since then.
Thank you, Kerry. Oksana?
Hi, I am Oksana Prikhodko. I am also from Ukraine. I represent the European Media Platform. This is a non-governmental organization with statute mission of integration of Ukraine into European Information Society. I was Urala secretary. Urala is a European regional at large organization. I am here for two reasons. One of them is very practical aspect of transparency and accountability. I see a lot of gaps in communication between national community, internet community, individual internet users, and ICANN. For example, when we're sending letters to ICANN, what we can expect, where it would be published or it would not be published, when we can expect answer or why we do not receive answer at all, and so on. And it's also about finding information on a lot of informational resources. So they are anywhere in internet, but we can't find very certain aspect of information. And the second one, I am extremely afraid of faking multi-stakeholderism because it's extremely easy to name anything as multi-stakeholder structure and just imitate principles of multi-stakeholderism, and transparency and accountability are the first step for me of multi-stakeholderism. If we can ensure transparency and accountability, only then we can talk about multi-stakeholderism at all. Thank you.
Thank you. And do we have enough seats? Sellout crowd. Fantastic. Carlos.
Thank you. I'm Carlos Gutierrez. I'm here as ISOC chapter of Costa Rica. I'm new to Lacralo. Before I was at GAC over 3 years, since
Government Advisory Committee.
I'm sorry, Government Advisory Committee since Senegal, ICANN 39. Well, into my time in GAC, I complained about GAC and I got punished, and so they sent me over. No, not yet. I'm not yet there. It's a longer timeline. I complained to a big government, so they sent me to the Accountability and Transparency Review Team, where I participated as an independent. Although I was GAC, I was always related to GAC. I didn't come with the support of GAC to the ATRT2.
ATRT2 is something that I know, Accountability and Transparency.
I would assume that letters in the affirmation of commitments have to be known. So this
assume nothing.
This is a holy. There are four exercises of accountability and.
No, you're not allowed to go into them. You're not allowed to go into too much detail. I just want to know why you're here briefly, so we can.
Because I spent a year with Alan and Avery in Accountability and Transparency Review Team. So when I saw the list and I expected to see Avery and Alan here, I decided I'm hooked on the issue, particularly now that ICANN has presented a separate exercise outside of the affirmation of commitments, which was posted on May 6th,
yep.
About enhancing ICANN accountability as a twin to the IANA transition. And when I saw what the people were sending, they were just answering the questions at the very end.
Okay.
Why there are other hints in this document.
We're going to stop there. We're going to stop there because otherwise we won't get there. Now, you see, there's one of the people you were expecting. And he'll be back. Avery is on the team theoretically, but she also has commitments for the generic name supporting organization. So she's not necessarily here.
I should also be at the GNSO because my chapter.
That's right. Okay. So
and she knows she's late.
That's fine. Let's move right along, otherwise we're...
There's a space here. Hello, everybody. My name is Brunella Longo. I'm an information management advisor and consultant based in London. And I'm a newcomer. This is my first ICANN, but I'm not so new. This is, I'm dealing with, for the first time in the last 20 years with a startup that should... be focused on open data assurance. It's too long to explain what I mean with this, and probably is out of scope, but to answer the question why I picked up this session, I think that accountability and transparency are definitely at the crossroads of any governance and assurance matter, and that's the reason why I'm here.
Thank you, Brunella. Alan is going to settle in quietly and catch his breath while we go around the room. We are introducing ourselves and then answering the question as to why people chose to be in this particular session. Now, do you feel you've caught your breath?
No, but I'll answer. I'm Alan Greenberg. I'm, by some standards, not a newcomer. Although compared to those who have been around since 1998, I'm very much a newcomer. I've been working in ICANN since late 2006. Why did I pick this topic? Well, partly I'm not sure I picked it, I was told. But I'm happy to be here because it's a subject that is somewhat near and dear to my heart. I was a member of the last Accountability and Transparency AOC review, and I have some idea of what the concepts are. And I am generally known by most people as a somewhat cynical. Own expletive. I'll use bugger, which is a more polite term than is often used in terms of accountability and transparency. I did send a notice to this group a couple of days ago, giving what I thought was sort of a summary of accountability and transparency, and it comes down to be squeaky clean and assume people are looking over your shoulder, even if they aren't. And if you do anything that violates what they believe you should be doing, they will not trust you on anything else. And that's a really hard thing to achieve, and it's really hard to put into into operation for a whole bunch of just pure operational reasons, it's difficult. And yet I feel it is absolutely essential.
Thank you, Alan. We have a gentleman who's just entered the room. What we're doing is identifying ourselves by name. And we've got next to you on your left is Lorna, to your right is Jonathan. Then we've got Tatiana and Kerry and Oksana and Carlos and Brunella. And we've got Alan. So to add to the list, your name, sir, and why are you here for accountability and transparency? And with the number of people in the room, we're going to have to be very brief.
Yeah. My name is Christoph Bruch from the Humanist Union. It's a German's oldest civil liberties organization.
Oh, okay. Could you say your first name again?
Christoph.
Christoph?
Bruch. Christoph Bruch.
Okay. Thank you.
Actually, I thought about whether to join this group or the multi-stakeholder group, but I think there's a close relationship between multi-stakeholderism and accountability, and because I think that this is more concrete here, and it's an opportunity for kind of a more direct involvement than in the other group, I decided for this one.
Okay, thank you. Hong?
Thank you. My name is Hong Xue. My real job is a law professor. I'm teaching in Beijing now. Before that, I used to work in Australia, US, and Hong Kong. They give me a weird acronym is SME. That's a small and medium-sized enterprises normally.
China.
I, along with the Avery Doris, drafted a small thought piece that's been posted on the workspace of this theme group. That's our rough understanding of what is transparency and accountability. We chose this topic because Avery and I believe this is very, very important, not only for the present ICANN, but for the future of ICANN, especially as a critical and historical moment as I honor stewardship transition and ICANN's enhanceability exercise. Okay.
Thank you, Hong. And
Hi, my name is Jyoti Pandey. I'm representing Center for Internet and Society. This is my first ICANN meeting. Also, I'm very new to this space generally, and I'm interested in democracy and governance issues, and particularly interested in the way ICANN engages the community. And I felt that the best way to start engaging with ICANN and the issues they deal with would be to start with accountability and transparency. Thank you.
Now, I'm going to end Jill D., is that right?
Jyoti, yes.
Jyoti, thank you. I apologize if I mispronounce anyone's name. Chesu?
Okay.
I normally don't mispronounce my name.
Not my
question. Well, when we get to you, you can ask your question.
Okay, I'm Chesu Song from the ISOL Hong Kong chapter. I'm like Alan. I did not request to be in this group. I was told to be in this group, although I don't mind. I think.
Thank you.
Well, I was. I'm kind of new to. I'm new to ICANN meeting. I was at ICANN meeting once when I think it was 2002 when I was on the board of the Hong Kong Internet Registration Corporation, where I was. One of the founding board directors, but I guess obviously, you know, we were using public money to form our organization, and transparency and accountability were extremely important to us anyway. So, and I think to ICANN as well. So I don't want to be here. Yeah, just helping out where I can.
Thank you, Chester. And your name tag is not visible. Oh, the most important person in the room.
Hi, everyone. My name is Heidi Ulrich, and I'm with ICANN staff. But just my request or my comment is that we do have an Adobe Connect room here for this room. It's in the link. The link is in the agenda for today on that page we pointed out to earlier today. And currently, we don't have anyone in that room. And we have a staff person here who's actually here just to monitor that room. So if you do want to go into that, you can make comments. We're also going to be putting links. Well, there it is up there. So you can see we have no participants. And we also use that link to put in links, URLs, useful ones that you can then just click on there. So that's another reason to go into that room. So thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Roger, you're next.
I'm Roger Bach from the ISOCAT, Internet Society Catalan Chapter. I'm a newbie and a newcomer and new according to all standards. So, well, my background is in community networks. Community networks are IP networks built by the people and for the people. I was assigned to this group, but after talking
to... You're allowed to leave.
Yeah, well, but after talking to Jordi Parraguirre, which is also a member from ISOCAT, and reading the documentation, I think it suits and it fits well. And as a newcomer, I will mostly stay quiet and learning from you, and I will just talk... strong reasons.
I hope not. If you have something to say, I hope you say it. Thank you. Garth.
My name is Garth Graham, and I'm with Telecommunities Canada, which is a national organization in Canada for sharing the experiences out of community networking. I chose this group as the lesser of evils because I think that the four of the themes, except for security, overlap to such a degree that there really isn't a heck of a lot of difference in them, and so I have some interest in accountability. Specifically, I think I understand ICANN's transparency to some degree, although I believe it is fashionable to say that you're learning, although this is your 40th ICANN meeting, so I'm a little leery of saying I understand transparency. But accountability interests me particularly because accountability means answering to. And it's not clear to me in any way who ICANN answers to in the climate in which it's moving. And so I'm really, really interested in what that answer is. And I don't have it either. One other fact. In the area of accountability, accountability is usually assumed answering to after the fact. But there is a concept embedded in accountability of answering before the fact. And to me, to some degree, the transparency mechanisms in ICANN allow for statements of impact about who benefits and who pays in the classic adversarial sense of civil society against the rest of the world that make accountability before the fact possible in hoping that some way that concept can be built into the process.
Thank you, Graham. Jahinga?
Thank you.
Am I pronouncing that correctly, by the way?
Yeah, this is Jahangir from Bangladesh. I saw Bangladesh Dhaka chapter. Actually, I'm partially involved with government policy level, as little partially. When I'm involved with government, the government, they're thinking the ICANN activities, especially for our country, there is a misinformation to government. So I think, based on this experience, I think what they all are thinking, is it our government, and what other thinking, and what we ICANN actually doing. And based on this conversation, I need to know the shared our government, actually what ICANN do. On the meantime, I believe that if transparency and accountability, if there's more accountability and transparency clear, then ICANN globalization will be more perfect. So ICANN globalization and accountability and transparency, which help to more involvement to government, as since our government thinking, and there is a US-based organization. So I think I am trying to minimize the gap between ICANN and government. Actually, they have a very misinformation about ICANN. So trying to minimize the hot all our thinking, and based on this information, I need to share to our government as well, our end user. Thank you.
Thank you. Next. Ah, there we go. Thank you.
Thank you. I am representing Slovenian Consumer Association. This is in Europe. Otherwise, I am Information Systems Professor at University of Ljubljana. I also teach about information society, so I have some knowledge about that, but I am quite new to this topic, accountability and transparency. I think it is difficult to achieve, so I am quite interested in what I will hear and learn from you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Oh, that one.
That, you're fine now.
Good afternoon. I'm Christopher Wilkinson. I attended the first 25 meetings of ICANN. I've also been secretary of the GAC for several years. My interest in this area is twofold. First, I'm particularly concerned that the multi-stakeholder decision-making system, particularly in ICANN, must be much more balanced than it has been to date, and that we are facing problems of commercial industrial capture of the decision-making process. And secondly, I had the privilege of being invited to the Net Mondial conference in Sao Paulo, where this issue of transparency and accountability was high on the agenda and is discussed in the final act, not least because of the close link between the IANA transition and the successful reform of accountability of ICANN itself, especially if you remain within the framework that Fadi Chahadi announced earlier today, where he said bluntly, and historically this is true, that ICANN was set up to manage the IANA function. I know that because I was there. I was intimately and personally involved with the negotiation with the White House, which produced the agreement to set up ICANN and IANA in its present arrangement, and consequently I have a strong interest in...
I think you'll have a fair bit to add to the discussion. Now we've got Jonathan next to you, and we're missing a Jonathan over here. What happened to him? Has he already left? Okay. Okay, you'll be Jonathan too then.
I'm Jonathan Askin. I'm with the New York chapter of ISA. I think I was placed on this committee.
We've got enough.
I'm a law professor at Brooklyn Law School. I'm also a visiting professor at the University of London in Queen Mary. I started my career as a civil rights, civil liberties lawyer until the internet happened. Now the issues are joined, and I think it's essential for civil libertarians to take their battles online, and I think this committee is the right place for us to hammer out some of the issues.
Excellent. Thank you. Pua, bringing a very different perspective.
Hi, my name is Pua Hunter from Cook Islands. I have a personal and selfish reason for wanting to be in this group, because I also work for government and we talk about accountability and transparency all the time but don't necessarily act upon it. So I wasn't really here to contribute. I hope I can, but I am here mainly to take away what I could and use back home. Thank you.
Thank you, Pua. And finally?
Hi, everyone. My name is Grace Abu-Hamid. I'm a member of the ICANN staff, and I work for Teresa Swinehart in Strategic Initiatives.
Wow, okay.
And so I'm here just to listen and learn more, since Strategic Initiatives, from the staff perspective, is the department that's coordinating the process for accountability. So just to learn and listen and be here.
Look, thank you, everyone. I think it's going to be, if we're going to have everyone contribute, probably we're going to have to do a couple of breakout sessions. We're going to have people talk in smaller groups to start with our task. Our task is actually to discuss a number of things to do with accountability and transparency, and I'll go through what I think those are, but you can contribute. But it's to come up ultimately with some recommendations. Now, we've got what seems like a lot of time ahead of us. It's actually not a lot of time if you think about the tasks we've got. I'm going to suggest a few, and I'm going to trust that Alan's going to write them down.
Paying attention was not in the job description.
Tough. It was just added. But I think you've all are going to bring an absolutely enormous breadth of both your expectations and your experience, which is going to be very valuable. I've jotted down what I think are some of the basic questions that we have to ask. And welcome back. By the way, you're Jonathan 1 because we've got a Jonathan 2. Okay. I think we have to start with definitions. I think we have to start with what we mean by accountability. I think we have to start also with what is transparency. And for both of those, I think we have to start with accountability, first of all, by whom? Who are we talking about? And it's something that Lorna sort of hinted at to start off with. Are we talking about ICANN accountability, or are we talking about ICANN accountability within ICANN groups to ICANN? For example, we've got our own APWA. For those who are not in the at-large advisory committee, which is us, or at least some of us, our accountability to ourselves, our accountability to the larger organization that actually pays for our hotel bills, that it pays for us to get here. So are we accountable? Are all of those organizations accountable? And what do we mean by that? So who are we accountable to, as well as what we're accountable for, and are there any consequences? And I think that's part of the larger question of what we mean by accountability in terms of to whom, who makes the judgments, and then are there any consequences or not. I think we have to ask the same thing for transparency. Right, that's okay. Are you... That's fine. I just wondered if we had somebody else around the table. Now we have I'll be able to bring it up on the screen. We have some documents to refer to. One has been referred to already, which is the affirmation of commitments. It is actually the document that's been signed between the U.S. government and ICANN as an organization. Under which one of the things that ICANN does is manage IANA, but we'll look at that document. Another document that has been referred to, and in fact we've got some members on the board, or on or around the table, the ATRT2, which is the Accountability and Transparency, what does it stand for? ATRT2.
Review team.
Accountability and Transparency Review Team. And the two is after it because it's been done before and it was done a second time. There are some recommendations within that report. That report was also put down as a bit of a reading list. ICANN itself also has principles for accountability that we can have a look at as to what it thinks it means by accountability. They're all on the list and we can refer to them. In fact, we should discuss them. If nothing else, to think what ICANN means about accountability. We can also refer to our bylaws if we want to get down to it in terms of what we think accountability means. And what has also been referred to by Christopher, and probably others have thought about it, is the reason that the accountability and transparency issue is being talked about is, I trust everybody around the table is familiar with the announcement by the National Telecommunications, what's NTIA? I use the term so often. Infrastructure. It is part of the Department of Commerce, and that's where the contract between the U.S. government through the Department of Commerce and ICANN is for the supervision of the function of IANA. In that context, there's been a lot of discussion saying, well, the contract itself provides a certain amount of accountability, or if nothing else, some way for the U.S. government to pull the plug if something goes wrong. So the term accountability has been used in that context and has meant it's become a very important discussion. We can revisit that context and say, in the context of the transition of the supervision of the IANA function to ICANN, what do we mean by accountability in that context? Now, that's an awful lot of things to think about. It's some reading for all of us to think through. I think what we might do is start with, say, I'd like to split you into four groups, and I want you to come up with a definition of, and you can come up with suggestions, but I'm thinking of accountability. Now, if you've gone to the website, the ICANN website, there's a whole accountability page, and there have been a lot of submissions to it. There was one submission in particular by Professor Milton Mueller, whom I do not always agree with, but nevertheless had some things to say about, and a particular chart to say about accountability that might get you thinking. There is another chart that is actually on the website, on the wiki. Alan, can you bring that up? I'm wondering where it is on here. Do you know our own little reading list?
I think it's there. It's on the workgroup to wiki page.
Is that here?
I've been seeing staff uploading things to it, so I think it's there.
Okay.
I will admit to not having looked at it recently.
That's okay. Here we go. Now, I wish I could make that. Any way I can make that bigger?
Usually control plus.
I've watched that before.
But
command plus if you stop
that. That's good? Okay. That's how IANA has set out what it thinks its accountability mechanisms are as a start for a conversation. On that wiki, there's also a statement of principles that IANA has set forth in terms of what it thinks accountability is. So there's a fair bit of material available on the website to start thinking about accountability. Now, I'm going to give everybody about 10 or 15 minutes.
Before we break into groups, I'd like a couple of minutes, though.
What am I offered?
Sorry?
What am I offered? I'd love to hear from you.
I didn't know you were finished.
Thank you.
A couple of things. First of all, I think it's important to recognize that accountability and transparency are different things. There are totalitarian regimes around the world that are very transparent. You know exactly what they're doing, but they're not accountable to you. They do what they want. So they're very, very different things, and I think that's important to remember. Garth raised the issue of accountability normally means you're accountable to whom. That implies a threat. You know, if you don't meet their expectations, they can do something. You know, take the contract away, whip you, whatever. If you're in a world where we are not accountable to anyone, then how do you put a similar set of threats or similar things to threats in place? I think it's important to remember that we're looking at accountability and transparency from two relatively different perspectives. One is IANA. Currently, IANA is run by ICANN under contract.
Nobody's allowed to do that. Nobody's allowed to be looking at
this. Under contract to the NTIA.
Okay.
The wording on the transition document implies, but that's not, may or may not be how it turns out, that essentially the IANA function will be given to ICANN. That is no longer subject to a renewal or contract or threats. And therefore, the question is, how is the world going to be convinced that ICANN is going to do the right thing, whoever ICANN is? And we always worry about how does any organization get captured, often by a small number of entities. The simplistic answer that often comes out is, well, ICANN has got control by their board, and you all have mechanisms of changing board members. But I think we're working in a world that if something's going wrong, we can't afford 5 or 6 years to slowly transition board members, even if we had a mechanism to do it. So the IANA one is a significant one. The second one, however, is the transition of ICANN itself. And the two are linked together, but separate. ICANN used to operate under contract to the NTIA. They now operate under the affirmation of commitments, which is not a contract, but still the NTIA is there, you know, sort of watching over the shoulder. They participate in all the affirmation of commitment reviews. They may be an equal participant, but some participants are more equal than others. And the question is, if we don't have that relationship anymore, again, how do we make sure we can trust ICANN? It comes down to a question of how can we, and we is all of the stakeholders, be they registrars, registries, users, governments, how can we trust them, whoever the them is?
I'm going to butt in.
And then how do we not only trust them, but know what they're doing? That's all the questions were asked.
Okay. We've got 4 pen holders. This means you don't have much of a job, Alan. Sorry. Because I'm going to say now, 1, 2, up through Pua, Jonathan, Christopher, Martin, you'll form one group, then Yehengar, Garth, Roger. You have not said who you are and why you're here. That's 5 demerit points. Scott. And you have 1 minute because everybody had more time, but you're late.
Fair is fair. I'm one of the ALS members from Toronto, Canada. We are GTA Log, which is the Greater Toronto Area Linux Users Group. We represent some 500 to 1,000 professionals and hobbyists through our mailing list and monthly meetings. I am here by decree of the wiki.
And the wiki's always right.
And I didn't bother to edit myself elsewhere.
Okay, so we've got...
Before breaking into session, can I ask a question?
You're about to, go ahead.
I was wondering, profiting from the huge amount of experience many, many attendees have about former work on this topic, I was wondering if anybody is feeling to give a 2 minutes overview of the work that has been done in the last 5 years
on
this issue.
No, we're not going there. We are absolutely not going there because I want all of you to come up with what you think you mean by accountability. And if we go through, I mean, it's all on the website. If you want to read the ATRT2, it's been up there for some time. We can certainly refer to it because some of those recommendations we have to deal with, but I want people's idea of what accountability is. And I think the fact that there will be different views is a good thing. I do not want you to be listening to somebody else's view. I want your view there too. And just the fact that Carlos has actually apparently feeling quite jaded about accountability will mix with yours not feeling jaded accountability. So we will have Lorna and I've forgotten your name again.
Christoph.
And Jonathan one. And Tatiana, I think, and Carrie maybe, and then we'll have Oksana and Carlos. And you're sitting between experts anyway. So you can talk to Carlos and he'll give you his view.
I think I asked a methodological question and you gave a methodological answer and that's
yes.
It.
Good. Hong and...
Jody.
Okay, could you come up with, and I want from all of you what you think the components of both. First, accountability, and second, transparency, because Alan's right, they're not the same thing. And in terms of just by whom and to whom, and we're just going to use that nice little bit of butcher's paper to come up with some answers, because we have to come up with recommendations, so we have to come up with definitions of what we mean first. So everybody gets about 15 minutes, and then we're going to progress a little bit in terms of how we're going to do it, what the consequences are, if there are any. And then I might actually call on a couple of people with different areas of expertise so we can start working through that. But we've got a lot of ground to cover because we have to come up with recommendations. We've got to sort of second-guess ATRT2. No, we don't. Alan says we don't, so that's okay.
Can I comment? It was already on. Not really. ATRT2 was looking at some very constrained views of accountability and transparency. We're looking at it in a brave new world where we don't have the AOC, which the which was the premise of the ATRT.
Right now, we're not going to. I want this to be something where it's not necessarily in a constrained context. I want. What do you mean by accountability? Do you mean accountability to what do we mean by a government being accountable? What do we mean by a company being accountable? What do they mean by a person being accountable? What are we actually talking about here? And then we're going to have to form some tests as to what we mean about accountability in the context of not only ICANN, but constituents of ICANN. I mean, Lorna started off by hinting that really we may be talking about two things. Now, yes, this is in the context of IANA, and we will get down to that, but let's get some high-level definitions before we actually drill down, because I think the high-level definitions will actually get us somewhere and maybe a different place, and that's a good thing. So everybody can... There's coffee out there, and... He's looking for the wine.
Afterwards, but now I need coffee.
Apparently there's coffee next door. I'm going to...
Sorry, may I just interrupt very briefly?
Yes?
You personally skipped the introductions. In spite of our mutual experience, this is the first time we've met. I know your name from the list. I have no idea where you're coming from. Or
okay, sorry, no. I'm sorry. Okay, all right. A few hats I wear. Okay, I first encountered ICANN at the Mexico meeting. I was the, Atlas One bought me in. I'd always been interested in communications law and policy. that started off. I worked for the Australian Broadcasting was commissioned before it was corporation in several areas, public affairs radio, television policy, corporate policy, freedom of information, equal opportunity, that sort of stuff. But then left to join a newly formed thing called the Communications Law Centre, which was a public interest advocacy centre. By the way, somewhere in my ABC career, I actually did a law degree, having done a couple of other things as well. But I worked in the Communications Law Centre just when telecommunications was being liberalised in Australia. So then I worked as a communications advisor for the Australian Democrats. Then I worked as a project manager for the industry body in telecommunications, as a project manager for the development of industry codes. And then I became the executive director of the Internet Society of Australia, and I'm still a director, and I'm a research associate, I think, called the Cyberspace Law and Policy Centre, which is based in the Uni of New South Wales, and I still teach law, communications law, at the University of New South Wales, and have done short courses at various things, and I also helped found and am a deputy chair of the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network, and I'll stop there.
Thank you very much, Holly.
Does that answer your question, who I am? And I am on the executive team for the ALAC. And I was chair of AP Rollo. I stepped down when I joined the executive team of the At-Large Advisory Committee. And I'm going to get some coffee. You all have a job.
Who is in which group?
We start Oksana upward to here is one group. Kerry down is another group. No, you're in separate groups. You're not going to be allowed to talk to each other.
So you are with us.